You're listening to AIB Market Talk, bringing you financial market insights from AIB's experts.
Hello, and welcome to our monthly podcast covering the February releases of the AIB Irish Manufacturing and Services PMIs. My name is Cormac Conan from AIB Treasury, and I'm joined today by David McNamara, AIB Chief Economist. Morning, David.
Morning, Cormac.
Starting with the AIB Ireland manufacturing PMI, how did the Irish manufacturing sector perform in February?
Well, after a number of months of contracting growth throughout much of 2023, driven by higher costs, interest rates rising, general global demand weakening, what we've seen in February is a return to growth, and that's a positive sign. For the first time in 6 months, the sector grew within our index. So the manufacturing PMI up to 52.2, which is about that key 50 no change level, and that rose from 49.5 in January. So good news there. And what we're seeing is a broad-based upturn in the various sub-indices. So, for example, output much higher in the month, significantly higher across than across 2023. And we're also seeing manufacturers also taking on new hires, employment growing, new orders growing as well, albeit export orders were a little bit weaker on the month, and the UK called out there as a weaker source of demand on the month. So what I'd say with the manufacturing survey is broadly positive across the survey. A couple of negative points, which maybe we can come back to in a little while, particularly around prices rising, but we can sum that up once we talk to the services as well.
Okay, thank you, David. And moving to the AIB Irish Services PMI, how did this key sector perform in February?
Again, similarly to the manufacturing PMI, broadly positive survey. So the index was up to 54.4 in February, up from 50.5. So what we'd seen in 2023 is essentially weakening growth, not quite as weak as manufacturing, including into January of this year, but a bounce back in activity in February, and that's good news. Again, what's driving that? Stronger output levels, stronger demand for new orders from clients, and also employment rising in the sector. If you look at the services PMI as well, this survey also breaks it down by subsector, and it's across the four key subsectors, such as professional services, financial services, accommodation, retail. So if you look at the sectors, financial services performing best and growing at the fastest pace, but you're also seeing growth across other sectors, including transport, tourism, and leisure. And again, and I think we might come back to this now, but both in the manufacturing and the services, you are seeing some price pressures starting to emerge.
Yes, just maybe focusing in on the price pressures emerging, David, what's driving these increases in prices?
So there's two key sources of pressure in terms of prices. On the manufacturing side, as we saw last month, survey respondents calling out the Red Sea disruption. So that's the key trade route through the Middle East, through the Suez Canal, which has been disrupted by wars in the region, shipping companies deciding not to take the risk and to go via the Cape of Good Hope, which is a much longer journey. That's adding to container costs, adding to supply chain costs, and it's increasing delivery times. And we're seeing that reflected in the manufacturing survey in particular, because a lot of these manufacturers rely on just-in-time supply chains. They actually, their stocks have dwindled over the last year because demand was very weak. So now they're having to go back to the market and try and get new inputs as demand is recovering. But what they're finding is that supply times are longer and prices are higher. So I think that's just a word of caution in an otherwise positive survey on the manufacturing side. Inflation hasn't gone away, and that last mile to get back to 2% is going to be very difficult. On the services side, you do see respondents call out the Red Sea disruption. Because they're services companies, they're not usually reliant on goods inputs to the same extent as manufacturers. But they're calling that out nonetheless, but they're also calling out labour costs increasing. So Ireland is a very tight labour market, unemployment quite low. And in certain sectors, you're seeing firms call out that wage costs are increasing, but they're able to pass those on to customers. So their output prices are rising as well. So that's the first time we're seeing those rises start to come through in the early months of 2024, after a period of deflation throughout 2023. So I suppose a point of caution, and it just highlights how difficult it will be for central banks and policymakers to get inflation back to the 2% target.
Thanks, David. So we've kind of have conflicting forces there. We've obviously much stronger PMIs for February in both sectors, but then we're obviously facing the reemergence of inflation. What's the outlook for the rest of the year based on these two competing forces?
There is a question in both surveys which asks businesses what their view is for the next 12 months. And broadly, across both surveys, it's in positive territory. So most firms, when they're asked, how positive are you for the next 12 months, they're saying, I'm pretty positive. I'm feeling like demand will be strong. A little bit of a divergence in the manufacturing survey. That level of positivity did ebb a little bit last month in February, but still quite positive. Whereas in the services side, you're seeing a much more positive trend. So a growing number of firms pointing out that, you know, demand is strong, they've got new products and services coming online, and they expect to increase sales in the coming year. More broadly, that probably means that the Irish economy is still in a fairly robust place. If you look at some of the lead indicators, including the PMIs, it suggests the economy is still growing at a decent pace, not quite as exceptionally strong as we were in 22 and early 23 coming out of COVID, but still growing at a good pace, still generating lots of jobs and still generating lots of exchequer revenue, for example, in terms of income tax and corporation tax for the government as well. So broadly positive, but obviously we're mindful of those downside risks, and Ireland is a small open economy and is exposed to those global disruptions, including geopolitical tensions right now.
Thanks, David. An interesting year ahead. Thank you for your insights, and thanks to our customers for listening. To stay up to date on financial markets, please press the subscribe button to AIB's Market Talk wherever you get your podcasts. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the latest edition of AIB Market Talk. Allied Irish Banks PLC is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. AIB NI is a trademark used under licence by AIB Group UK PLC. Authorised by the Prudential Regulation Authority and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and the Prudential Regulation Authority. Allied Irish Bank GB and Allied Irish Bank GB Savings Direct are trademarks used under licence by AIB Group UK PLC. Authorised by the Prudential Regulation Authority and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and the Prudential Regulation Authority.